I have to tell you, it was just fun going back through the AHI website and reliving some of the memories that are there. I would highly recommend you go through on their website and see some of the history. This page starting off with Edmund and Betty Jean tying the knot on November 23rd, 1947. And don't let me get away with before the end of the show with telling you how Edmund T. AHI, struggling to keep his business going, paying the bills, all of that, actually once sold Betty Jean's engagement ring. And she had merely just gotten it, sent it in to be cleaned, and he ended up selling it. But that's another story. But don't let me not tell you the story. But as we go through, we remember certain times, remember certain events, meeting with the Pope and a variety of other people. Pamela AHI Thomas receiving her International Design Award in 1998. It's really a walk down memory lane and an interesting way to get to know this family. We also, in the online edition of this information on AHI Jewelers, we remember some of those dearly departed. And the first one is from Edmund T. AHI Jr., who was born in 1953 and passed, impossible to believe, in 2005. He was a quintessential perfectionist. He was a great guy, and he never did anything without doing it really well, including having children, because he didn't just have one son at once. He had two sons at once. They are kind of where the property brothers are into property. They're the jewelry brothers, and I'm telling you, I've been waited on, I think, by both of them, but I can't tell you for sure because I can't tell them apart. And I've started conversations with one. I walk around the store looking at things. I come back to, I think, the same one and say, did I like this or did? And he goes, Paul, we haven't talked yet today. So I'm happy to welcome Andre and Stefan AHI, vice presidents of the family jewelry business. Again, we talked about Peter, Chris, Greg, Pamela AHI Thomas, Lowell, who retired. Gina is here, Aunt Gina. We've got the kids, the second generation, now 21 grandchildren, 26 great-grandchildren. This is the next generation. This is a generation coming forward and calling a lot of shots. Andre and Stefan, nice to see you. Nice to have you on the program.
Thank you for having
us.
Now, Stefan, you do a lot of the jewelry buying. Tell me about what you do.
Yeah, that's correct. So a couple times a year, we usually meet with some of the designers and view the new collections and kind of see what, you know, what would work for our clients and for our store, and kind of just always try to have some newness and always focus on the classics as well.
And so you went out to the jewelry shows. You in fact meet some maybe rising superstars and can grab a hold of them and get them and their product in the store long before people even know about them.
That's right. So usually once a year we go to a jewelry show in Las Vegas. It's one of the biggest in the world. Jewelry designers from all over the world come in, some very established large designers and a lot of very new young designers. So it's always fun to kind of walk the show and meet with them and see what, you know, what they're doing.
You, was it Bez Ambar that you guys kind of discovered or who else might there be?
Bez, yeah. So Bez, you know, he's very well known in the industry. He's made a lot of huge contributions in like the diamond cutting world. But we've also, you know, Roberto Coin, when he was one of our first designers. This was before my time. But he was the first designer we took on, and now he's one of the biggest in the country.
Sure. I remember all the stories of discovering these people. And as you say, these are before your time. I used to talk to John, Uncle John, and he would go and visit with these people. He'd go to their homes and become good friends with them and establish great relationships, which is why you guys continue to be able to get some of the best jewelry ever that other people don't have. Now, Andre, you handle a lot of the finance, the accounting work. You work in conjunction with Stefan, creating the advertising materials.
That's right. Yeah, Stefan actually will head our photo shoot every year. Those photos normally go into our catalog, and then I'll work with him, and we'll take some of the photos, turn them into advertisements, print advertisements. And so it's nice being twins. We think a lot alike, so we can work pretty well together.
You finish each other's sentences. I know that
we
from
do.
Being with you when the two of you are together. But when you're not together, I don't know, is it the glasses that I'd say, oh, He's got glasses on, so that's Andre.
That's right. Andre wears glasses. It's what that's the one way people can tell us apart.
Well, it's the, and it's the first time I've had the two of you actually seated in front of me together like that. And I was trying. I was going to say, is there any other part of you that gives a clue to which one is which, other than the glasses? If you didn't have your glasses on, forget about it.
Yeah, I think we look different, but it's if you don't know we're twins or you don't see us side by side, it's a little bit more difficult.
Yeah.
We've tried fooling family and coworkers on April Fool's Day, but it never works.
Seriously.
Yeah.
So growing up, you didn't get to pull some of those things on April Fool's or any of the other times? Or how about dating? Has that ever...
We've tried. We've tried. A little success here and there with fooling people, but it's not 50-50.
You love the business. It's in your blood. You come by it naturally. What do you like the most? In just a quick thought, Stefan.
Yeah, so jewelry is really, it's more than just like a physical thing. It's marking a moment, a memory in someone's life. And so for 75 years, we've been able to be a part of those special moments for people's lives. So it's we feel very lucky.
Andre?
It's great meeting people at these special moments in their lives, learning their stories, getting to know people from all over the country, really, different backgrounds. Meeting people is the best part of this job.
You both do an excellent job, and I suspect there was never a doubt in your minds that even if you tried some other things while growing up, that this is where you were going to end up, back in the family business.
That's right.
We're very lucky.
Well, no, we're very lucky as customers. We're very lucky because you, together, make a good team.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in extra early.
Thank you.
thanks for being here.
We appreciate that. The dynamic duo. Where you might see the Property Brothers on television, you should know about the Jewelry Brothers, Andre and Stefan, identical twins, which can be confusing for us from time to time, but whichever one you get, you certainly get the best. And I am certain that your grandparents would be very proud of you.
Thank you.
As we are, and as we broadcast on this wonderful celebration of 75 years of taking good care of people and sharing great and important memories. And we're going to continue doing that here at AHI Jewelers. You can come here at 9 o'clock and say hi.